Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
You win a few, you lose a few, but you keep on fighting. And if you need a friend, get a dog. It's trench warfare out there, pal.
How many of you in your business life and in your work life ever had a course on how to lose well?
I'm Jim Burns. Well, my guest today on Homeward is best-selling author and nationally known speaker, Dr. Henry Cloud. He's written a groundbreaking new book called Integrity, The Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality. Well, Henry's back with us again today to continue our conversation on how we can develop integrity in our own lives, take it to our work, live it out in the home, and then pass it on to our kids. He believes that integrity is best learned by our kids when it's caught, and he wants to help parents develop the infectious disease of integrity. Well, it's all coming up today on Homeward, so stay tuned. The recent scandal in the Atlanta public school system brings to mind once again the question of integrity, whether it's in the workforce or whether it's in the home or even in the school. And today on the Homeward broadcast, you're going to hear part two of Dr. Jim Burns' fascinating conversation with Dr. Henry Cloud, the theme being developing personal integrity. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. You know, you can become a fan of APU on Facebook and watch videos and learn about upcoming events, read about our current students' experiences, and much, much more. Go to facebook.com/Azusa Pacific for more information on how to do that. You can also follow the Homeward Center on Facebook, and there's just so many different ways you can use social media to get more out of our ministry. And now, here's Dr. Jim Burns. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today is day two with Dr. Henry Cloud. We're talking about developing integrity and teaching it. Continuing conversation with Henry about a great new book he has called Integrity, The Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality. This book is what is being called by the New York Times and others as the best of the new leadership books. Potentially really groundbreaking material, and it's great to have Henry with us as we continue our incredible conversation about how do we develop character and integrity, not only in our business life, but also in our family's life as well. Henry, on the previous program, we got talking so much about it, we didn't get into all of the essentials. So today I kind of want to walk through some of the essentials. And the first essential that you had talked about was establishing trust last time. The second quality for developing integrity is really closely related to trust, and it's developing an orientation toward the truth. How do you see that as different?
Well, it's interesting. You know, whenever we talk about integrity, we automatically think of honesty. Okay, and that's absolutely foundational. If somebody's lying to you, you can't go really past that conversation because there's no reality. But when you're talking about being an effective person, whether it's an effective parent, an effective spouse, an effective business person, an effective business leader or minister, then you've got to be more than honest. You've got to be in touch with reality. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you sitting out there have ever worked for somebody that was honest? They would tell you the truth. But you've had meeting after meeting where you walk out of their office shaking your head going, he doesn't get it. I mean, there are some real realities around us that he or she's not seeing. And so the person of integrity is the person that actually is more than honest. They have a hunger for trying to find out what the reality around them is. You know, how is their kid really doing? What's really going on in their significant relationships or in their organization? You know, there are leaders that actually, one of the things they do in their departments or in their companies is they have feedback mechanisms where they really want to always find out, you know, what is reality? How are people feeling here? What are the real problems with our product? What are the problems in the key accounts or whatever they are? And they don't wait for problems to come to them. They go seek out those realities to find out what's true.
You've learned these truths over the years, over 20 years you've been doing this material for people both in the church and outside of the church.
What do you do as a person when you say, I want to be around people who live a life of integrity, and I want to be around people who understand even this issue of truth? How have you gone about developing relationships with these kind of people?
Wherever you are, go and start serving. Because here's what's going to happen. Whether it's in your church or your neighborhood or your company or wherever it is. And if you look at the people I list in the book that I learned from, every one of them, when you roll back the video of their life, and these are very accomplished people, they will tell you about in the early days of their work life or their ministry life, they just saw it as they were supposed to serve whoever they were around. And when you start to serve, needs begin to follow you. And when needs begin to follow you, and you're meeting those needs, and you're really servicing those needs, and you're helping people, then resources tend to show up. And that's kind of how God does things. When you're meeting needs, people tend to see that as something they want to join, and better people than you will show up. And Jim, I mean, has that happened to you?
Absolutely.
I've seen it in your life where you were out there meeting with kids and families were coming to you. I remember 20 years ago, families were at your door because you were reaching their kids where nobody else was. And because you're helping, then families show up and say, gosh, how can I help you? I know this guy who can be on your board. I know somebody that can be a donor. It's more like God, I think, multiplies the work that you do. So wherever you are out there, if you want a good mentor, then go serve somewhere, yeah, and
right.
They'll show up.
Right. That's a great point, which really goes along with your third essential, which is getting results. What does getting results look like in business and also in parenting?
Well, I think that this is a fascinating one because when we talk about character integrity, if you ask somebody, okay, how does integrity relate to work? People say, well, you got to have a good work ethic, right? You got to be committed. And those are absolutely parts of it. And I talk about that in the book. But how many people do you know who are very committed and they persevere and they work hard, but they don't produce huge results? And there are other aspects to our makeup oftentimes that get in the way of results. For example, let me just give you one example. How many of you out there listening, in your business life and in your work life, in all the courses you've taken and all the training your company has given you, ever had a course on how to lose well? None of us, right? I don't know where you get that in business school. But let me give you a couple of examples. How many of you have ever been in an organization where your leadership was so, for some reason you could not understand and nobody could understand, was so emotionally tied to some agenda or some project that everybody else is saying, man, this thing is dead in the water. We need to cut our losses and move on and focus on something different or get out of this business or get out of this. It happens in ministry, Jim. You know, that's not working. God's hand is not in this. But either their pride gets in the way where they can't say we failed, or they can't see other realities, or they're emotionally tied to it for whatever reason, or because of fear, if they let go of that one, to go start something else. See, those are aspects of our character that past a work ethic actually affect results. And you see people that can lose well and wave the white flag and say, well, that was a stupid idea. Let's get on down the road, turn into the Edisons of
the
world.
Exactly. And you said that so well in your book, 9 Things You Simply Must Do, which I'm still, kind of digesting. Talking about getting results, you say that you have to be willing to make the hard calls. And you have a great story about a couple that just couldn't fire their nanny.
it's so interesting. I was talking about this actually in a parenting group. And this is a pretty high-level executive who, when I began to understand more about the person, actually found that their career had the same kinds of problems and it hit the same ceiling as what was going on in their home, because I was talking about ability to make the hard calls. And the story was that they said, well, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but, I'm a working mom and my husband works as well, and we try to balance it all being a parent, but we have a nanny that helps, and the nanny wasn't doing a good job, and so I was supposed to fire her and get another one, and I couldn't. And so, long story short, my husband comes home the next day and says, who's that lady out in the backyard? And she says, that's the lady I hired to fire the nanny because she couldn't, she just couldn't do something like that.
Right.
And yet that's an aspect of character, to make the hard calls. when do you discipline a kid? You know, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you kind of thing. But we have to have that hurt. And when do you make the hard call to maybe go to a family in the neighborhood and say, you know what, we really want to be friends with you guys, but we can't allow our child to play here anymore because of some things that are going on. Or when in a company, can you make the hard call of discipline an employee or maybe some other thing? And you never see anybody get very far in any area of life where they can't make the hard calls that are going to be very uncomfortable to make.
Great, great input. We're going to take a break right now. Don't go away. More to come on Homeward. I'm Jim Burns.
Great conversation today here on the Homeward broadcast. So glad you've joined us from the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University. You're listening to part two of Dr. Jim Burns' two-part conversation with Dr. Henry Cloud. We're talking about a topic that's very, very much in the news these days, developing personal integrity. And Henry, the author of the book called Integrity, and if you've been following some of the scandals that have been happening in the political world, there was a media hacking incident that happened in England a couple weeks ago that forced Rupert Murdoch's company to make some drastic decisions, and of course, what's happened in the Atlanta public school system. If you're keeping an eye on those things, our kids are watching those things too. And the place that they are learning most about personal integrity, first and foremost, is with mom and dad. So it's up to us to make sure that we have a personal integrity in our lives as well. When you go to homeward.com, just type in the keyword integrity. You'll find a number of different resources, articles, and tip sheets, some video clips too, that will help you learn how to develop personal integrity. You'll find them all at homeward.com.
Public school or private? The debate over which is better has been going on for some time now among Christian parents. What's interesting about it to me is the fact that there really is no easy answer. However, I want to encourage you to keep doing all you can to make sure your son or your daughter gets the best education possible. By the time your kids reach college, well, they're going to feel their faith put to the test. And that's where their moral character is really going to shine through, but only because you've laid that foundation for them during their childhood years. Well, the problem of morality has never been one of intellect, because even highly intelligent people can also be immoral. Morality is a matter of the heart that's also a problem of the will. So don't back off teaching your kids standards of morality. Remember, as parents, we're accountable to God for what we teach our children. Well, for a free copy of my tip sheet called 10 Things Every Child Can't Not Know, go to homeward.com. I'm Jim Burns.
Welcome back to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Today, Dr. Henry Cloud. We're continuing our conversation. This is day two of a great one, Developing Integrity and Teaching It. He's written a wonderful book. It's called Integrity, The Courage to Meet the Demands of Reality. It's actually a business book by a secular publisher. And you probably know Dr. Cloud as a clinical psychologist and co-host of the nationally syndicated Christian radio program called New Life Live, which is one of my favorite programs. He's also written or co-written 20 plus books, including the bestseller Boundaries. Henry, as we continue this, I want to get through these essentials because there's so much in the book. We were just talking about getting results, but the next one was one, and I mentioned this to you, it really touched me, not only as a person who's the head of a ministry, but also as a dad. To develop integrity, we have to be able to embrace the negative. And it seems like whether it be in the house or whether it be in business, there's just a lot of negative that comes out of it, but you're saying successful people embrace the negative. Talk about that.
Here's kind of the difference, Jim. I think normal people, if you will, if a problem comes along, they think something's gone wrong. And, you know, when a problem comes along, our blood pressure goes up and we think, oh, no, you know, what's wrong at school or what's wrong with my kid or what's wrong with the spouse or what's wrong, you know, in the relationships or business or you get a message from the boss. Something's gone wrong with the program. Highly successful people do not experience life that way. Highly successful people get up in the morning and they see problems as that means I'm awake another day. That business itself is about encountering problems and obstacles and solving those. Marriage, for example, if you look at the successful marriages, the people that have been married 50, 60 years, you do not see a 50 or 60-year-old marriage that is happy. If you play the video back, the way they got there is they embraced one conflict at a time. They embraced one hurt feeling at a time. They embraced one character weakness at a time. They put their arms around those negative realities, and they resolve them. Now, That's what successful people do. Unsuccessful people run into a problem with themselves or others, and they get thrown off their horse because they think, oh my gosh, life is over, you know, the sky's falling, and there's just a big difference. We have a gospel of a God who looked at a very negative situation, didn't run from it, dove headlong into it, put his arms around it, embraced it, and he's given us the same skills and abilities to resolve every negative reality we come across with the same methods.
Just this morning, our garage door had been making a bad noise, and so Kathy had called a friend of ours who does garage doors, and she said, can you meet him? And so I met him very early this morning before he went to work. And he looked at it, and he said, well, your garage door is busted. You're going to need a new garage door. And I said, well, what's that going to cost? And he said, well, it's about $2,000.
Oh,
and I said, well,
goodness.
What's your other options here? And he said, well, basically that's...
Park on the curb for free is what
exactly.
I would be
so that's
for.
Your only option, or you know, you don't have a garage. So I called Kathy and I said, Kathy, I want to teach you a formula. I said, things are either an inconvenience or a tragedy. And so I said, so with that in mind, we have an inconvenience. But in many ways, that's the case. I mean, it is a tragedy in the Burns household because it's a lot of money for this crazy garage door that broke. But in reality, it's not the end of the world. We can work around it and embrace the negative. Also, is oriented toward increase is what a person who's developing character would do. Talk about that.
Well, you know, if we just embrace the negative, then we're going to solve problems. But we don't cause things to get bigger or better. And what we see about people that cause things to grow, whether it's their marriage or their business, is that's really an outgrowth of who they are as people. They're the kinds of people that have this insatiable curiosity to get better. So if you look at, and you know, I wish we had a lot of time to unpack this, and we don't, but let me give you two symptoms of a person who's going to grow things. Go to their checkbook and their calendar. If you're with a grower, you're going to see checks written throughout the year of things like seminars they went to, counselors they went to see, workshops they attended, continuing education, leadership development, or companies the same way. When they spend money on developing and growing their people, then you see it in the fruitfulness. And the other thing is the calendar. When I talk to really successful people, they don't do growth on the fly, Jim. No, every Tuesday morning, they have their prayer group or their Bible study, or they go see their, you know, their mentors or their coaches or their accountability group. And once a quarter, they go to this and et cetera, et cetera. And what you see in non-performers is it's kind of like, okay, I'll get to growth, but they never get to it because they're too busy to do the essential things. And the other thing about it is they take risks, but they don't take risks in the way that people define risks. See, when people say, oh, so-and-so is a risk-taker, I've never met a successful person that was a risk-taker. That's not what they do. They grow to where their strengths and capabilities outgrow the situation that they're in, and they step into a new situation that's usually very calculated and have a lot of advisors around them, but it is a natural progression of their capabilities, and there's not a lot of risk in that because they've proven that they can do it. You know, when Tiger Woods joined the PGA Tour, that was not a huge risk. It was a natural outgrowth, and he dropped out of Stanford to do it. So we say, you know, we say to every kid, you should drop out of college and try to play the golf tour. They'd say, well, that's a big risk. Well, in Joe's case, it might be. In Tiger's, it wasn't. And that's what you see about people that cause increase in life. There's a natural progression of their growth as people.
Great input. And so many times we do that, and you say this in the book, and people are going to have to get the book to get that full part of it, but they do it as they join forces with other people and other things and make that happen. The last one, Henry, the sixth essential, is in developing integrity, you're going to be oriented toward transcendence. And I really like what you had to say. You mentioned it just briefly in the last program, but I want you to talk about it.
You know, Jim, if you go around and you ask leaders or business leaders or even parents, are you God or not? Most people will check the right box.
Right.
You know, they'll put in, no, I'm not. But then you follow them around, they act like they are. Hmm. And the way they act like they are is they want everything to bend to their will and to their agenda or to their interests. In the reality of life, if you're the CEO of the largest corporation that exists, and you think that all of that exists to serve you, you will bring it down. We see that in the newspaper every day. But if you're there and you think about the fact that you're there is to serve things that transcend you, and that may be the values, your own personal values, like I said, the values of the organization, your customer, your stockholders, your, you know, the environment, the markets themselves. You know, if you're there to make wherever you show up a better place by giving what you can be to something bigger than yourself. That's what the Bible teaches, that through humility, you will become larger. But if we try to make things that transcend our own interests, like if somebody's in a family, for example, and they want the family to serve them, you've got a dysfunctional family. But if every member tries to serve the bigger agenda, the transcendent agenda of having a family that follows God and becomes a light to the community, and everybody bends the knee to those transcendent values, then you're going to win in the end. And that's just the path of life. And some people never get it until the big things have to throw them in jail or crash it, you know, kind of bring it all down.
So right. Listen, Henry, it's been wonderful. I feel like we've been kind of in a counseling session with you for the last couple of times. I appreciate so much this wisdom. Also, thank you for having the courage to write a book in many ways to the secular community, but that the secular community has really embraced it. I deeply appreciate you and your message.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's good to be here. And I would add, and Jim didn't ask me to do this, but whenever I'm on this show, I do it. I just don't know of, you know, there's a lot of good people out there, but to invest in Jim and what he does in this ministry, you're dealing with the real thing. I've seen him for 20 years working with kids and families, and I'm a donor to his ministry, and I would encourage you guys, if you're looking for a good place to know that you're going to get a return in fruitfulness in families, this is a good one.
Well, thank you so very much.
Always a pleasure to have Dr. Henry Cloud here on the Homeward Broadcast, and not just because he says nice things about the ministry, of course, but he always brings such great material to the forefront, and that we've been having a conversation over the past couple of programs with Dr. Henry Cloud, talking about developing personal integrity. Henry has written about this in his book called Integrity. Actually came out a couple of years ago, and what you've been listening to is a best of, a recorded interview from a couple of years back. If you'd like to learn more about Henry's book, Integrity, we encourage you to visit our online resource center today at homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com. And Jim, I know that every time we do have Henry on the program, it's always a special time, but I think there was something about today's broadcast that was even more special.
Well, I love Henry, and I love the topic.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible is so clear. Where there is no integrity, a people will fall. In fact, the scripture that I quote so often on this program is, when a man or a woman is a man or a woman of integrity, they will walk securely. Their kids will walk securely. It'll be secure at work. That's a biblical point that Henry talked about through the whole program today.
Well, he talked about transcendence. Talk for a moment a little bit about that.
Well, that's Henry, and he uses those big words, you know, the big 25-cent words. I always have to ask him, you know, what he's talking about there. But in other words, we need to live for things that are bigger than us,
right,
if we want to develop and pass on values like integrity to our kids. What we're talking about here is, if we hold the position that our spouse, our kids, or even God exists to serve us rather than us existing to serve them, well, then we're sunk. You know, my wife said a phrase recently about one of our daughters. Now, This was in jest. I don't have permission. I should ask permission, I guess. But she said, you know, Jim, the difference between God and Christy is that God doesn't think he's Christy. In other words, you know, Christy was having a high moment.
That's a good line.
But when we live like Jesus did, who came not to be served, but to serve, well, then I think we're able then to honor God with our lives and to develop a positive and a contagious life that our kids will pick up on. And this whole idea of integrity, passing it on to our kids, developing it at work, living it at work, sometimes that means we have to make an incredibly courageous decision to be a person of integrity and actually even lose money or change jobs, because we can't do it if people are asking us to live a life without integrity.
Boy, integrity is so very, very important, and it's especially something that we as parents need to pay attention to, because when our kids see that we have integrity with our marriages, for example, or on the job, as Dr. Jim Burns just mentioned, they pay attention to that, and that speaks volumes to them. If you are looking for ways that you can be an encouragement to your kids, especially in this area, we encourage you to visit our online resource center today at homeward.com. A couple of books that you'll be interested in. One of them is Dr. Jim Burns' book called Confident Parenting. Sometimes we as parents don't model the kind of confidence that our kids need to see in us, and having integrity gives us confidence. You can read more about that in Jim's softcover edition of the book, Confident Parenting. And then also Faith Conversations for Families. Boy, if you want to build integrity with your kids, I encourage you to get a copy of this book as well. And both of these books, actually any book that Dr. Jim Burns has written and that is still in print, and most of them are, you can get through our Homeward Online Resource Center. And when you do so, you'll be supporting the ministry of Homeward as well. So visit our Online Resource Center today for more information on how you can order the books written by Dr. Jim Burns. Check us out at homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com.
Well, please know how much we appreciate your prayers and your ongoing financial support of Homeward. You can give a gift through our secure website at homeward.com. You can also mail your tax-deductible donation to Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. You can also friend me on Facebook, and if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can now get my tweets, 140 characters of positive words about parenting, marriage, and faith. Until next time, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for tuning in today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.